Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett on the latest at the Iowa State House.
Talking with State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. I know one of the things mentioned in your newsletter, you talked about unemployment and employment numbers. Kind of talk about what those numbers are and kind of a bit of a unique rise, or so to speak.
Yes, this is somewhat unusual situation. Looking at the figures for December, December and January for that matter, both unemployment and employment numbers have gone up, both here in Iowa and nationally. Here in Iowa, for December, unemployment went up from 2.6% to 2.7%, and the number of unemployed went up by about 1,000 people, but the number of employed people increased by about 4,400 people. So you might say, well, how can that be that unemployed and employed both go up at the same time? And here's the explanation. At any given time, we have a substantial number of working age people who aren't working and who aren't looking for work. To get counted in the unemployment rate, you have to be looking for work. So if you're not, you don't get counted. So what's happened is several thousand people have decided to get into the workforce and go to work. Those are people who had been sitting on the sidelines and hadn't been counted. So we got 4,400 new people employed, and then people that are looking for work but haven't yet found it, up by 1,000. And I think that's really good news. It's really concerns me that we have able-bodied people that aren't even looking for work, aren't trying.
You also mentioned a change in Medicaid here in the state of Iowa, something that you're working on, obviously in the beginning stages. Let's kind of let people know what you're working on there.
Yes, I am concerned that everything I read says that the cost of Medicaid, both here in Iowa and nationally, is likely to increase beyond what our increase in our incomes may be, and making it unsustainable for the long run. And I've been thinking and trying to figure out what we might be able to do about that. And I'm working on a plan to use what we call direct primary care for Medicaid participants. I floor managed a bill here in the legislature to do that for private parties. Now, it's voluntary, but we have a law here in Iowa that allows doctors to have a direct contract with their patients where the patients pay so much a month, let's just say $100 a month, and they get their basic medical needs met for that $100 a month. The doctor saves a tremendous amount of money because they don't have insurance involved and they don't have government regulations and so on. We've got that set up for people that want to in the private sector. Now, if you've got insurance through your work, you're probably not going to be interested in that. But if you're, say, a farmer or small business person who doesn't have insurance at a workplace, it may be of interest. Now, what I'm trying to do, and it's much more difficult, is to implement that same principle for Medicaid people. And the point of it would be you would be able to lower the cost because you would not have the paperwork again and the red tape that you have under the current system. The trickiest part of it with the Medicaid situation is this only covers your basic health care need, your common ordinary thing. You know, you break your arm or you get the flu or whatever, just those kinds of things that are spelled out in the contract. But it doesn't cover the more serious things. If you need heart surgery or have cancer or something like that, So the difficult part in the Medicaid situation is how you do both of those. And we're, as I said, working on that. I hope we can come up with a way to do that. And I think what we'll do if we come up with a plan will be to have a pilot program and to try it out in a place or two and just see how it works. But I am very hopeful that we can come up with a way to implement those principles and save the taxpayers some money.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the latest at the Iowa State House. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.